From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in today for Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. When the pandemic started, many items flew off the shelves, including toys. Now, a couple years later, toy stores are still seeing their sales grow, and consumer bases continue to expand. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Rado has a story on that. Here it is.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you, too. You guys have a great holiday.
It's a Friday afternoon inside Learning Express Toys in Reno, and the staff has their hands full ringing up and wrapping toys. It's mid-December, so many of the shoppers are buying Christmas gifts for their kids or grandkids. A number of them, however, are teenagers and adults, buying toys for their friends or even themselves. One of those people is 15-year-old Oliver Yoakum.
Squishmallows. I'm obsessed with squishmallows. I have a ton of them on my bed.
Yoakum says he started collecting these plump, brightly colored plush toys in 2020 when he was stuck at home away from his friends. The stuffed animals come in sizes ranging from 2 inches to 2 feet.
They're super soft and cuddly. I've been attracted to them since the pandemic.
He's not alone. Since COVID hit, these huggable stuffed animals have exploded in popularity. In fact, four of the nation's top 10 selling toys in the third quarter of this year were squishmallows, according to market research firm the NPD Group.
They're on track to kind of overtake what Beanie Babies were in the 90s. So people go crazy about these. We have everyone from small children to teenagers to moms to dads, grandmas, grandpas. I mean, people are collecting these things like crazy.
That's Jenny Frederito, co-owner of Learning Express Toys in Reno. She says some eager collectors even get to the store before it opens.
We would have people waiting outside for the FedEx trucks when they arrived and rushing in before we even unpacked the boxes, looking for that certain one they're looking for.
Squishmallows are just one of many items luring more and more teens and adults to spend on toys, from stuffed animals to fidget spinners to action figures. It's a pandemic-related trend that's here to stay, says Richard Gottlieb, CEO of consulting firm Global Toy Experts.
It went from being an embarrassment or made you consider to be immature to the day when Gen Z and millennials proudly play. And it's okay. We need to play.
And toy companies are recognizing that. Jeremy Padower is the chief brand officer of Jazzwares. The company makes Squishmallows as well as other popular collectible brands like Pokemon and Star Wars.
We believe that adults and older age consumers and non-toy oriented, where it's no longer about imagination play as much, is a growth area in the toy and collectible business.
Back in the toy store in Reno, Oliver is trying to figure out how many toys he can afford to buy. His father, Jonathan, is helping him budget.
You're going to spend some of your money on this?
Yes, from my bank account.
Okay.
That.
All the money you've saved up.
This.
Jonathan isn't looking for any toys for himself, not today at least. But he does occasionally buy them, fidget toys specifically. And he feels that playing with toys or collecting them is a healthy hobby for all ages.
I think there's just a desire for physicality, being able to use things that aren't just electronic or just on a screen.
That desire is driving sales. Gottlieb, the toy industry expert we heard from earlier, estimates that every year, at least $5 billion worth of toys are sold in the U.S. to adults for their own use. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Bradle.
I'm Samantha Wright. Filling in today for Jim Agadat, you're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.